moving forward through a Tuesday, a glorious one. Even don't mind losing to you. I'm happy that our telephone system is fully operational. That's all I care about.
All the way through.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And it was the ghouls problem that caused the trouble, that Bluetoother. Just a year and a half later, we finally have phones we can play with.
We can do so much stuff now.
We can play with you guys again. I don't know if that's good or bad, but we can play with you guys again.
Dream Crushers, back!
We can do all sorts of. We can make phone calls. We can get phone calls. It's just a glorious time. It's a glorious time to be alive. Poke your head out the window and say so. It is. Yeah, I'm on this thing, and I gotta blame Jeremy, the world's oldest intern. I can't stop. It's how long we've been doing this. Like, you sent me one thing a week ago, and every day for about half an hour, I go on the Instagram page Medical Talks. Just do that. You want to kill 5-6 days of your life? There you go. It is photographs of medical anomalies and operations and people who've injured themselves and just
awful. Stone babies.
Stone babies, yeah, the Harlequin babies. But they you know, like, the ones I don't like are eyeballs. The eyeball surgeries and things like that, that's great. So it gave me the idea yesterday, with all the technology we've got, and as successful as certain board games used to be, you would think that one of these Tuesdays in the hot releases, we'd come up with real operation, the game operation, where instead of a board game, you actually get a mechanical man and you have to perform operations in your house. You know, like the little fat guy that's on the operation board?
Filled with the proper liquids.
And he's got the stuff in there. Yeah. And then you visqueen up the area and you play in the garage or something. And you open him up, and if you hit the sides, he just starts convulsing, and you kill the robot. I mean, it's the technology.
He's in VTech.
So much better. We played Operation with those stupid tweezers and those little plastic wishbones. But if you had a real, like, anatomical dummy filled with jellies that you could just, you know, and it's a great business opportunity because every 20th play, you have to order up more blood and guts and stuff.
Right.
And you just
the refill.
Imagine
business.
How much fun that would be at your house. Like, tonight, we're going over to Holmberg's. We're going to play Operation.
It's Operation Night.
You gut this dude, and then you seal him back up. He's like, you gut him with a knife, and it feels right. Or
VR.
Or virtual reality. Right. You could do it right there on the PlayStation. How is this not a game? How have they not rebooted Operation where you actually perform the surgery and it would be real? I mean, how many times have I played Grand Theft Auto or Red Dead where the violent deaths are so legit, like Call of Duty and all these? They make the deaths so cool. Guys getting chopped in half and all the
and after if you own
Assassin's
the business,
game,
just the re-upping supplies.
That's what I'm
like
saying.
Yeah, I need more blood.
Never ending fun. And who cares if people stop playing a year in?
But the VR portion of it, you'd want it to be more tactile, right? You'd want to be able to.
So you'd have to have your hand,
get your hands in there,
right? Operation needs to make a comeback, and not on that stupid yellow board that buzzes with a red nose. Although you could make the red nose still, and it would still buzz, and then the dude would convulse and just. Fire blood all over the place. It would be like Double Dare in your home. The problem is, it would be for like weird adults like me and you guys. And the kids would get hold of it. And the next thing you know, you got this blood spatter packs all over the kitchen and living room because they won't stop screwing around with the dummy.
What is going on?
When you can start,
here's the other
game.
Problem.
It's
here's the other problem. Someone in the house would
cover
the
up.
Operation guy.
Yeah.
Somebody would have sex with the operation dummy. And then the next thing you cut him off, like,
John,
why is this here? What's
it's your doll. Do what you
still
want.
Still, you don't want to break that out at the party and see the remnants of the last time you used
that
it.
That guy would have two. He would have the party version and the party version.
Buy it twice. It's not a cheap game.
Well.
Plus, storage is a little bit of an issue. It's like having a Christmas
decoy
tree.
Decoy game.
You got another Christmas tree to find a place for because he's 6 feet tall and he's probably 150
you need
pounds.
A big table.
Moving him around's not easy. It's gonna cost about $600 or $700 for this, but people would buy it.
Because you have to do the fireman's carry just to bring him out.
I would be all over that game. But I'm addicted to this Medical Talks Instagram page, and I send it to my physical therapist, Drew at Fit It, and Drew Gamboa is on there, and he's so horrifically bothered by blood and gore that every time I get a new one, I'm like, that's going right to Drew. And I'll text him. I'm like, check this chick's cans out. And then he clicks on it, and it's a dude cut in half whose lungs are still working.
It's awful. I've actually deleted the photos you've sent.
Oh, Eric.
Like, as soon as you send them.
Amazing.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't have that
amazing.
On my phone.
Look at this. This guy did cocaine, and that's what happened to the roof of his mouth.
That's what I'm talking
about. Isn't that amazing?
Is that Steve Perry?
It's Steve Perry's mouth. Oh, sherry. What's in my throat?
Why does that give you? I don't understand the strangeness of that.
I don't either. I have no clue why it.
Why
I,
do you enjoy that?
Because
fascinating.
It's we
why,
are
it's
all
not fascinating.
Yes, it is.
It
we
is
all
disgusting.
Have,
no,
we
it's
all
fascinating.
It's amazing
stuff.
What the body can go.
I don't care
through
about that so much. It's
I do.
It's in us. It's we're all.
I want to know if I do a bunch of blow that my mouth can still.
Right, and that's what you're concerned about. That makes sense.
Because you're going to do blow one.
Right, that makes maybe. Sense that Brady would have that day. Concern. I look at it like all this stuff is inside us. Look at this cat.
Cat?
He had a circular power saw lodged into his abdomen.
Oh!
There it is. It's in him.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's alive. Anyway. It's a treat for you and the family. Medical Talks Instagram page. And I got to thank Jeremy Springsteen, our old-ass intern. Yeah, I don't know what my fascination is it's all of us. We're all susceptible to everything that's on this page. Every time you look at someone's heart and lungs on the outside, you're like, that could very easily be me. I have that stuff.
Benji
and
says
you
John,
like to gross people out by saying
well, it's not. Yeah, it's also kind of a treat. For,
you're
for,
a dick.
I yeah. like to let pussies who don't like what's inside them have to deal with it because it just doesn't bother me at all.
John, get PlayStation VR. You're describing a game called Surgeon Simulator.
They have it. But it does it pop
VR.
And bleed and people
no.
die?
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't want, like,
look it up.
Like, Flight Simulator was fun, but it was only fun if you got good at it. When they crashed, the screen just went black.
You
I want
to be a doctor in the MASH unit.
Yeah, I want, like, real bad stuff happening and repercussions, and then you watch the body flop. And at the end of the game, at each time you kill a patient, a family walks in and you have to break the news to them, and that's points. Like,
what
you
if
get
you have to
them?
Operate in different centuries? Like primitive
tar
and stuff.
Now we're cooking,
bro.
This is too hokey.
Primitive tools. Yeah, see, this is too authentic to like people trying to learn. All I'm trying to do is play a game, and if you goof, it's just a bloody mess. Look, that's not authentic. Yeah. That's garbage. That's not treating a patient very well. There's a hammer in there.
Oh, broke his ribs.
All right, that is pretty fun. It needs to be better graphics, but that he is just crushing that guy's Stone Age rib cage. What's this called?
Surgeon Simulator.
And he's just a terrible surgeon.
Yeah, that's not a good
He looks like he's got surgeon. His hand numbed.
Doctor, we lost the patient.
And he should have that watch on. It's a Casio with a calculator on it.
I woke up, I feel my ribs kind of hurt.
All right,
a little.
This is how I would play it.
My
though.
Ribs don't feel like they're there, actually. What happened?
I've literally broken every bone in this guy's chest.
He's losing blood, doctor. Look at it. He's rapidly losing blood.
Just pulled the lung out by hand. All right, I want this game. I know it's not a game, but it's heart transplant surgery the game. Well, there's the new heart.
He's fixing. Now he's fixing, see?
He's got a scalpel.
Oh, it's gushing.
He's torched this.
Who needs gloves?
There's the new heart on the side.
He got it in the igloo cooler.
This is not going well.
I got this.
Just sit it right here.
He just dropped it. Okay, I want to play this.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, surgery complete.
Looks fine to me. I'm sure he'll live. Okay, this is just a dumb game where you beat people up. Right. I want a real one. Where you can actually...
It's like surgery rock band.
I like Brady's idea, where you start with, like, the tar and feather in the Civil War, and dudes are coming into the tent going, you got to amputate and then tar them. And the screaming and yelling. Ah, it'd be phenomenal. Operation needs to be rebooted. I have no clue how to do it. I have ideas. I have no skills. So these ideas come, and then you need smarter people to, like, actually do it.
Oh, the eye transplant.
Oh, he's pulling his eye out. Oh, man. All right, I want to play that. It's 9:10. We got the hot releases coming up. Someday, new operation will be part of this, and I'm going to be fixing Harlequin babies. It's 98 KUPD. 98.